Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of observing a ruler's behavior, avoiding greed and envy, and seeking God's wisdom for guidance and protection. Today's Bible verses are from Proverbs chapter 23, verses 1 to 3. When you sit down to dine with a ruler, mark well the one who is before you. Stick the knife in your gullet if you have a ravenous appetite. Do not desire his delicacies.
When you sit down to dine with a ruler, you probably expect a fancy meal with great company. But there's more to it than just enjoying the food and conversation. In fact, there's some valuable advice in Proverbs that we should pay attention to. The text reminds us to be observant of the person sitting before us. It's not just about what they say or do, but also their actions, demeanor, and how they treat others. These things can give us insight into their character and intentions. It's important to take note of these details so we can navigate the situation with wisdom and discernment. Now, the text takes an interesting turn when it suggests sticking a knife in your gullet if you have a ravenous appetite. At first glance, this might seem extreme, but it's actually a symbolic way of cautioning against being overly eager or greedy. It serves as a reminder to exercise self-control and not get carried away by our desires. We need to be mindful of our appetites, whether they be for food, success, or anything else that can consume us. Furthermore, the text advises against desiring the delicacies of the ruler. It's not saying we can't enjoy good food or appreciate fine things. Instead, it's a reminder to be content with what we have and not to covet or envy what others possess. It's about being grateful for what is already before us instead of constantly seeking more. When we zoom out and look at the bigger picture, we can see that this text is ultimately about seeking wisdom from God. Going about our day without the wisdom of God is like walking into a lion's den unprepared. It's dangerous and leaves us vulnerable to attacks from the enemy. So why is wisdom so crucial? Well, when we think we have it all figured out and don't need wisdom, that's exactly when the devil sets up his traps. He preys on our complacency and uses it as an opportunity to cause chaos in our lives. That's why we must be aware of our surroundings, consider what is before us, and make wise and informed choices. In times of uncertainty and confusion, it's crucial to seek God's guidance. We can pray for His light to illuminate our path, showing us the way forward. God is the ultimate source of light, and He wants to guide us in making wise decisions. By seeking His wisdom, we can navigate life's challenges with clarity and discernment. Ultimately, it's about realizing that our understanding is limited and that we need God's wisdom to make the best choices. It's a humble recognition that we don't have all the answers and must lean on God for guidance. So as you go about your day, remember the wisdom in this text. Consider the importance of seeking God's wisdom in all you do. Be mindful of the temptations and dangers that may be lurking around you. And above all, pray for His light to lighten your path so you can tread rightly. Wisdom is not just a nice to have, but a necessity for living a fulfilling and purposeful life. Embrace it, seek it, and let it guide you in every step you take.
Let's close with a prayer. Loving Father, grant us the wisdom to exercise self-control, guarding against the temptation to be overly eager or greedy. Help us to be content with what we have and to avoid coveting what belongs to others. Let gratitude fill our hearts for the blessings you have bestowed upon us. Above all, Lord, we seek your wisdom in all things. Illuminate our path with your light so that we may make wise and informed decisions. Guide us away from the snares of the enemy and lead us towards a life of purpose and fulfillment. In times of uncertainty, may we turn to you, the ultimate source of wisdom, seeking your guidance and direction. Help us to humbly acknowledge our need for your wisdom in every aspect of our lives. May your wisdom be our compass, guiding us on the path of righteousness and leading us closer to you each day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen. As we part ways, we would like to express our gratitude for our time together. It's been a blessing to share insights and reflections with you all. May the wisdom we've shared continue to resonate with you, guiding your steps and uplifting your spirit. May you find peace, joy, and fulfillment in all that you do. Until we meet again, may God's abundant blessings be upon you. Take care and goodbye.